The Tories are pinning hopes of an improvement on two key mayoral contests in Tees Valley in the West Midlands. They've lost three councils in England so far, 122 councillors, and just avoided coming third behind Reform in the Blackpool South by-election won by Labour. But as our political editor Beth Rigby explains, it hasn't all gone Sir Keir Starmer's way.
Labour don't seem to have managed to pick up all the votes the Tories are losing. It's not a straight switch. They're not having this kind of momentum, if you like, that perhaps in a Blair landslide territory vibe they might be looking for.
Elsewhere, 60 people are still missing and 29 others are now confirmed to have died in heavy rainfall in southern Brazil, part of a hydroelectric dam collapsed. Turkey has stopped doing trade with Israel. It says it won't resume imports and exports until Benjamin Netanyahu's government allows uninterrupted aid into Gaza. China's launched a probe designed to take samples from the far side of the moon and return them to Earth.
3, 2, 1, 电话!
电话!
China wants to put astronauts on the moon by 2030. In sport, outgoing Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp insists any dispute with Mo Salah has been completely resolved.
If we wouldn't know each other for that long, I'm not sure how we would deal with it, but we know each other for that long and respect each other too much, that's really no problem.
The pair were seen arguing on the touchline of the Merseysiders 2-2 Premier League draw at West Ham last weekend. And after much speculation, it's been confirmed Gavin and Stacey is making a one-off comeback. There'll be a special on Christmas Day. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM.
I'm probably the only person that's not seen a whole episode of Gavin and Stacey. I know it's bad.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, this bank holiday weekend, 13 degrees today, a lot of rain and cloud. It might clear up by about sort of 6 or 7 o'clock and then it should be dry overnight. And then tomorrow, Saturday, sunny in the morning and leading you into a false sense of security. So by about 2 or 3, there should be some rain. And it will be cloudy tomorrow with some sunshine. 16 degrees on Sunday, light rain showers and some wind as well. And Monday, bank holiday, it looks like it's going to be pretty rainy and unsettled and cloudy and sunny.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
I do like that. It's going to be cloudy, sunny, rainy. Cloudy, sunny, rainy, 16 degrees. It's just the weather's dreadful, isn't it? We just want a little bit of sunshine now so we can all get on our linen trousers. Even the men, I do like a man in a pair of linen trousers. They look lovely. Do you know what? I like a man who can wear a good sandal. Now, I'm not talking about those ones where people go, what the hell are you wearing? I mean like a really cool kind of summer, you know, shoe with a pair of linen trousers and a shirt. So it's nice and cool. I can't imagine somebody wearing jeans in the heat of summer. It's too hot. I like, you know, your shorts now are still quite long, aren't they, actually, the shorts? Some of the youngsters, they wear them slightly tighter, but, yeah, I think it's always good to wear shorts. I wouldn't wear shorts personally, unless I was on holiday. Then I don't care. But over here, I wouldn't wear shorts. Don't know why, I just wouldn't. I don't know. You dress differently on holiday, don't you, a bit more? I mean, I just like nice little floaty caftan with shorts on, you know, mooching about. I even wear swimming shoes when I go and see. I have no shame whatsoever. When I'm on the beach, I'm like, actually, I'm on the beach. This is me. And you just have to think that. Otherwise, you'd never leave the house, would you? Never leave the house. I'm bigger now than I've ever been in the whole of my life. When I had a picture taken with Floella Benjamin at the House of Lords on Wednesday, I just went, oh my God. I mean, Floella Benjamin is gorgeous anyway. But I just looked like a sack of potatoes with hair that was sort of plonked next to her. I'm not kidding you. It's horrible. And that was my best outfit. What was I thinking? I bought that the other day. I bought that outfit the other day. And it's just, oh. I mean, the trousers are okay. I do like a nice pair of black flary trousers. And you always need a smart pair. So those will be with me for years. The top I bought was kind of yellow with flowers. It was, yeah, that was a bad move. Horrible thing. Horrible. I probably won't ever wear that again. I'll end up giving it to my sister. She'll like it. But it's yellow. Yeah, not really my undertone. Here is Kylie Minogue. She always looks good in everything. She's here with Badum 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 Badum. You can't beat Peter Gabriel, can you? He's actually got a song out with Cheryl Crow at the moment as well from her album, which is called Digging in the Dirt, which is excellent. That's on her new album called Evolution, which was out at the end of March. So, yeah, we're going a little bit retro there, aren't we, with our sounds? I think we should play some new music, shouldn't we? Get another new track in while we're here. Let's have a little look on my list of songs. Right, here we go. Now, I spoke to Blue Scar and Amy Britannia on, when was it? Was it Monday or Tuesday? Tuesday, I think. The song's out today and it's doing brilliantly. It's called In Your Power. It's getting loads of radio play everywhere today. So thank you for letting me have the exclusive on the show and the interview. You can check it out online or the www.phoenixfm.com and you can look under interviews. It'll be on the front page still. And loads of other interviews by the other presenters here on Phoenix FM as well. But here we go. Here's Blue Scar, Amy Britannia with In Your Power. Spotify links or Eat My Brunch on Facebook and Instagram.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Be part of Havering's biggest coffee morning by hosting your own work or personal tea party or coffee morning for St. Francis Hospice on any day in May. Support your local charity in their 40th birthday year and help raise vital funds for local people in need. For more information, visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page or the St. Francis Hospice website, sfh.org.uk.
Phoenix FM.
See where you're going now. The perfect bacon sandwich. Now, bacon sandwich tips come after a poll revealed Britain's top sandwich, which showed how long-standing favourite was still ahead of others with fillings such as chicken salad and tuna. I do like a bacon sandwich. It doesn't like me, unfortunately. I do like it, but it gives me indigestion. So how do you make it? How do you make the best one? Bread, butter and bacon should be used with no extras. No, that's wrong. Go up a little bit. I've gone off brown sauce, actually. I don't know why. Isn't it weird? Gone off brown sauce. I like a little bit of red sauce now. But only in certain things. Like, for chips, a little bit of red sauce. And for... And on black pudding. But otherwise, I don't have red sauce on anything else. Horrible. But in a bacon sandwich, I quite like brown sauce or red sauce. You know? I never used to have red sauce in a bacon sandwich. But you know, to have it with nothing is sacrilege. I think it's sacrilege. Bread, butter and bacon should be used with no extras. This is according to a poll. But the bread should also come toasted. No! No! No, it shouldn't. I don't like... No. Sorry. He said it's something mothers used to make them with love, and she would make it the same every time. Toasted white sliced bread, mildly salted English butter, and a good old British back bacon. I agree with that. Not, rashers? What are they called? Streaky. Ugh, don't like that. His advice goes against... actually, let's have a look. Oh... The bread paper. This is one chairman of the English Breakfast Society has said that's his basic tips, right? I don't know who he is, but I don't like that. But the bread maker, which did a poll of 2,000 people in April, showed bacon, lettuce, and tomato was Britain's favourite sandwich. Yeah, but you've got to have a little bit of mayo. You can't have it otherwise. It needs that mayonnaise in there. The BLT beat the humble chicken salad into second place, with a tuna mayonnaise being in third. Bacon with crispy lettuce, juicy slice of tomato is officially the best sandwich combination. It is. Yeah, if you make it yourself, it is. Even if you buy it out, it's never as good. Because they use streaky bacon. I don't like that. I don't like it. But you've got to have the right bread as well. Not too much. But do you know what? Some places, they just, you get a doorstep of a sandwich. You're like, I just can't eat. I can't get me gob around that. I probably could. But, you know, I don't want to dislocate your jaw. So I think if you have a toasted bacon sandwich... No, just no. I don't know who these people are making them, but you need to stop. There we go. Just come out to 11:24. Let's have a little bit of Texas with Mr. Hayes.
just like he found me. I could let it slip away, walking in your shoes, playing by your rules. I don't have a wish list. I am just a fish. I'll be myself today. Look what I could wear. Act like I don't care.
Events guide sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, on Monday, I'm not sure if it's happening this Monday. You better just have a little, it might not be actually, I won't mention that. It's the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night. It might not be going on Bank Holiday Monday, but it normally is going on every other Monday. If you're a singer and a songwriter and you want to come down and do covers or your originals, test out some of your songs to a very friendly audience, or if it's your first time ever performing, just come down with your guitar, your keyboard or your backing tracks to the Essex Arms every Monday, hosted by Kev Piggott from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. All tracks are recorded and a selection are played on the Sunday Session Show every Sunday from 10 a.m.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, a quick look onto the roads. There was major problems around Brook Street roundabout earlier. Let's see if they're still there. Yeah, it's still pretty bad, actually, coming onto Brook Street roundabout. Queuing traffic on the A12 as well, London bound before the M25 junction 28 to Brook Street roundabout. You've also got, let's have a look, one lane closed and delays expected due to construction. Lane 1 of 4 is closed on each side. Coming up also, let's have a little look here. You've got delays of 4 minutes, increase in M25 between Junction 25, the Junction 28 of the 812 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Average speed about 20 mile an hour. And you've also got delays of 3 minutes between coming up to Honey Lane, Waltham Abbey. Average speed is 20 mile an hour. That's going towards the turn off for the M11. So very, very busy at the moment. Around Wilson's Corner, quite busy again. And Doddinghurst Road, there are some roadworks. Hatch Road both ways between Alderton Close and Doddinghurst Road. There are some diversions in operation there. You've also got temporary traffic signals on Byron Road, around Kingsley Road as well. A12 not looking too bad, and it's getting a little bit busy just as you get up to the turn off for Malden Road going towards Great Baddow. That's clear, Malden Road, but on the A12 from that section in both directions, it's pretty busy along that section at the moment. Doesn't say why. Maybe there has been an accident or something, but quite busy. It might be because people are getting away for the bank holiday weekend as well, which I won't be doing, because last bank holiday I decided to go to Wales and I was in the car all night. So I broke down at 6:30, about an hour and a half away from my sister's in Brecon, after I left here at just after 1 o'clock. So all that time, and I had not got to where I was going. And then I didn't get home to the following day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when I finally got the car back with me in it. What a journey. What a terrible journey that was anyway. Let's not think about that. That was my last long journey. And yeah, I'm not going to do any more for a while. Let's play some upbeat music on this miserable day. Not miserable in the studio, it's just weather-wise it's miserable. It is Superman Lover with Starlight. Don't forget the S.
Can you give me the fame? Can you?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
This is the music of sound with Second Light.
Time for a walls. But somewhere in my heart there is a star that shines for you. Silver splits the blue. Love will see you through. And somewhere in my heart there is the will to set you free. All you've got to be is true. A star.
Aztec Camera, Somewhere in My Heart. One of my friends went up to London yesterday, and I don't know. Do you know what? It's very pricey, isn't it, if you go up there for a drink? apparently, £27 for two doubles last night. I said, what was in it? Gold. I actually used a swear word, actually, but wow. That's normal for central London, somebody else says. So £27 for two doubles. Is that wow? Nothing like a shock when you go to get a drink, is it? That's why people are, yeah, well, you know, hopefully people go keep their pubs open because so many have closed. So many pubs have closed, and it just means bands and stuff, you know, getting in bands. There's a very limited amount of places for bands to play, and a lot of the time pubs don't want to pay. They just want, you know, you get a little bit of a donation. But bands can't do that. It's just, you know, doing free music is bad for everybody, really. You need to be paid for your skills. And if you're starting off, I mean, I love it when they say we're going to give you exposure. I say, no thanks, for an exposure, I'll go out in the snow. Well, that was quite quick for me, wasn't it? But you know, no, I don't want exposure. I just would like to get paid for doing some music. If it's good enough, you know, should be able to get some money out of it. I do like a nice pub. I've got to the age now where I like a nice little country pub. Where they do a nice Sunday roast, and it's got an open fire, not obviously during the summer, because then you'd sit out in the garden. But a lovely little pub, it's got, you know, sort of high back chairs that are easy to get in and out of. I have to think about these things now. I don't want to sit on one of those benches. I've got a bench at home, actually, at the dinner table. I've got a bench and a couple of chairs. But whenever I do dinners, people come over for dinner parties or Sunday lunch or whatever I do, which is quite rare. But if they do, I never sit on the bench. And if they even say to me, oh, are you sitting on the bench? I'm like, no, I'm having a chair with a back on it because I'm that age. I can't be sitting on a bench leaning over it. It's my back. It hurts me in the middle of my back. You know, if I sit in uncomfortable chairs, that's where it goes, right in the middle of my back, and I get like achy. So I like a nice comfortable chair. Even when I go in places like the Wagamamas at Lakeside, I go in there very rarely, probably about four times a year. But they've got benches at the back that have got seating. And I always go, I can't sit on these things here. I have to have something with the back on it. And they just look at me and I say, but they'll go, okay, no problem. You'll have to wait for a seat to come up. So that's fine. I can't be sitting in a bench with no back. I don't want it. I'm at that age. You have to say. Coming up next, this is Maya Camara and Celorect with LA Dreams. This is Good Times. Or Good Time. Not good times. Good Time. There you go, Maya. She's listening in, she'll probably put a head in her hands. But this is a great track. This will get you in the mood for Friday.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.